You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com, and hit the blog. It's the 5th of October. There's a little bit of noise going on the other end of the line, but don't worry about that for the moment. The whole thing that started yesterday was on October the 4th, was Repack Recycle Week. And on the end of the phone, I have Daryl Crowe. How are you, Daryl?
Good, Peter. Thank you very much.
Daryl, last year Well, I suppose Donegan Landscaping, Peter Donegan, did a garden on Exchequer Street, which was all about recycling. You've changed approach this year, and you've teamed up with the Sodcast, the podcast for the month of October. Why the change in approach, I suppose, number one?
Well, we're looking to actually just use more of sort of online communication as much as anybody else is in terms of trying to be out there in different forum to try and get at the wide audience that we need to. I mean, packaging recycling is something that affects all of us, as it were, both within the home and in the workplace.
Sticking with the technology team, I mean, you popped up on my radar because Silicon Republic had, I think they'd noted the Garmin, the fact that you tied in with Garmin, the sat-nav company this year. What was the story with that one?
Well, that actually we thought was a very neat and nice little sort of add-on. We, in conjunction with the local authorities, the 34 of them around the country, have mapped all of the recycling facilities actually on Ireland in terms of it. And that's 97% of them actually are now mapped on our recyclemore.ie website. And we were doing that as part of actually adding functionality in terms of actually the search function on it. But having got the geocodes for 97% of all sites, we actually then went to the sat-nav companies, Garmin and TomTom, and asked them would they be interested in this information as points of interest, which they could then give to their users as downloadable information for their own sat-navs. And we're delighted to say that Garmin came on board with us on that. And what they've done actually is you can now on Garmin's own website, garmin.ie, under the points of interest, you can find actually the downloadable information on all of the recycling facilities in Ireland. And what we've uploaded to that actually is the type of facility it is, the materials that it accepts, the contact number for them, and then obviously the geocoded location, so you can find them wherever you are within the country. Yeah. And in conjunction with that, we're actually giving away a free Garmin sat-nav system, which Garmin very kindly actually donated to us as part of Repack Recycling Week. And all you have to do is log on to Repack Recycle More website, actually, and under the Repack Recycling Week page, you'll find the entry there for the Garmin sat-nav competition.
There was a funny one when I saw Insomnia coming up, and for those listening to the podcast, the point on this isn't to mention all of the sponsors. It's just I found it a little bit of a unique way to tie in Repack Recycle Week, I suppose, in the sense that most people I know, if they don't buy a cup of coffee every morning en route to work, they would definitely be using a sat-nav, if not at the weekends. And is that fair to say, Daryl? And the second part of that is, why tie in with Insomnia?
Yeah, and again, it's a little bit about trying to get the reach out there beyond traditional media and engagement actually with people in situ and where they're actually using this type of packaging. So that was one of the reasons. I mean, we very clearly from our own research have seen that actually nearly 55% of people are not regularly recycling their used coffee cups within the workplace. So, you know, identifying that was a packaging item that was out there that people weren't A, aware that they could recycle, or B, actually weren't even doing it. We felt that it was a great opportunity to link in with somebody like actually Insomnia, where we could actually get, and what they offered us the opportunity to do was to put the recycling message on the side of their coffee cups for this week.
I was reading through the press releases, Daryl, as they were coming in, but they've got a beautiful prize coming up, which is right up my alley. Unfortunately, I can't win it because you've tied in with the Sodcast for this month.
The big prize is a year's supply of coffee. So all you've got to do is find us on Facebook and become a friend, and you could be in with a chance to win that.
I think they have prizes there as well for the office crowds as well.
Yeah, we're doing just for the week itself. Actually, we're doing smaller prizes in terms of actually coffee for you and 9 of your colleagues within the workplace, and that's running over this week. Actually, each and every day, we're actually giving away some of those prizes.
And based on the statistics, Daryl, that you released or that Repack released for the week, I think there's one there that stands out, which is 43% of people are buying takeaway coffee.
Absolutely. And the key thing there is that, you know, people are bringing packaging into the workplace, and we see, you know, that not only are they bringing in takeaway coffee, they're, you know, buying pre-packed sandwiches, they're buying, you know, soft drinks and cans and bottles. And all of this is packaging to which they are bringing into the workplace. And unfortunately, we can't say that they're recycling it to the same extent that they would within their households. I mean, when we compare the recycling claimed recycling rates within the workplace for many of these items in terms of plastic bottles versus actually the claimed recycling rate in the household, I mean, they're nearly half. You have about 88% of people claiming to recycle their plastic bottles in the household. But actually, when it comes into the workplace, we only have about 43% of people are actively recycling those items. So you can see people aren't taking those good recycling habits that they've got in the household into the workplace. And that's one of the key messages we're trying to get across here during Repack Recycling Week.
The big gig for you is obviously Repack Recycle Week, which is, what is it? It's October the 4th to the 10th, is it?
Yeah.
What's the other events that Repack do? Or is it just a case that you do a one-off gig once a year?
No, we do a number of campaigns around key consumption periods during the year. So Repack Recycling Week would be probably one of our biggest communication campaigns. But we would also do campaigns around Christmas in terms of where we've a Repack Green Christmas campaign and also a Repack Easter appeal, as we call it, a recycling appeal. And those are obviously out there at key consumption periods where we're actually trying to remind people not only actually to, you know, it's like, you know, when buying these items or in packaging, that they should be obviously trying to recycle them. And, you know, we've seen from statistics actually in-house that over 25% more packaging is generated over the Christmas period than it is at any other time of the year. And that's quite obvious when you think about it in terms of a lot more, you know, parties in the home, you know, people buying in wine, beer, consumption, and then also catering and, you know, having parties, as well as all the gifts that we're giving them, you know, and all of those have the associated packaging with them. The good news is, you know, our recycling infrastructure has moved on very significantly over the last 10 years. And now there is the recycling infrastructure accessible to most people, actually, in terms of things like green bins, to actually take much of this material and recycle it. And we're just trying to, you know, bring to the fore at this particular, those particular key consumption periods, the fact that people should be thinking about packaging recycling.
Yeah, one of the ones that jumped out at me, Darrell, was the fact that the baked beans cans now only weigh 53% of what they did. So they now weigh 113 grams as versus 210 grams.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is one of the things that unbeknownst to most people, packaging manufacturers and brand holders are significantly reducing packaging weights all of the time because packaging is a cost within their businesses. And, you know, despite the fact that you and I may not be aware of these actual changes, you know, these are happening in the background because packaging is a cost to these businesses and it's a cost to doing business. And the more weight they can take out of them, the more they can push their suppliers to bring down the cost of supply of these things. And, you know, as you've said very clearly, you know, here it is, baked bean tin, you know, you or I generally would never be aware of the fact that actually that is significantly lighter than it was a number of years ago because of the pure fact that actually is happening in the background. And it's still a baked bean can as far as you and I are concerned, picking it up off the shelf. But simple analogies that I might use actually that would make it more obvious to people is, you know, think about an aluminium drinks can. You know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to crush it in your hand. That's not because you or I, Peter, are getting any stronger. The real issue there is the fact that actually the manufacturers have managed to actually bring the gauge of aluminium down significantly and make it much lighter. And therein, actually, it's easier for us to crush, but also there's less packaging being used. And the same with, you know, go back to something like your 2 liter soft drinks bottle. I mean, how many of us can remember the days, if you're as old as I am, where you had a big black plastic casing at the bottom of a 2 liter plastic bottle in terms of beverages? You know, that's gone. And now again, actually, you know, those bottles actually are significantly lighter in weight than they would have historically or previously been when they were first introduced into the market. And all of this type of innovation is always happening in the background, unbeknownst to you or I as consumers. But thankfully, that actually does help reduce the impact of packaging in terms of actually in the environment. And actually also, we've got a significantly increased recycling rates.
Yeah, Darrell, this, I think, is it this Thursday you have the Repack Recycle Awards taking place?
Absolutely, and those awards happen once a year, every year, as part of a, you know, Repack the Cycling Week. And what that's very clearly about is trying to encourage and promote best practice actually in recycling amongst, you know, our youth, local authorities, waste contractors, and even packaging prevention initiatives that are happening by industry, to bring those to the fore and to educate other businesses out there, you know, like if they're not looking at things like packaging reduction, that they maybe should be in terms of doing that.
Darrell, on that note, just curiosity, because, you know, I'm aware that you've got Garmin, and I'm aware that you've got, like, Insomnia, I suppose, tied in with Repack. What are some examples of the smaller companies that you'd have tied in? And I don't mean smaller in a disrespectful way, but, you know, as in not, inverted commas, multinational.
Absolutely. Well, Repack is a producer responsibility scheme, and we have about 2,300 member companies who are participating. And what we mean by that is, in terms of being members, is they're paying towards the recovery and recycling of the packaging they supply onto the market. We use those monies then to go out and fund things like green bins, bottle bank collection systems, etc. And all of that is raised by packaging levies on our participating members. You're right, we have many of the large multinationals, but also you'd be surprised actually that many of the corner shops that you see around the country, you know, the Super Values, some of the larger centres, etc., you know, spas, even hotels and restaurants can and are members of Repack in terms of, and the way people can identify whether somebody is a Repack member and helping contribute towards the recovery and recycling the packaging which they supply in the course of their business or trade, is we supply Repack stickers to each and every one of our members, and most of them would actually place those on the doors of their premises as you're entering, and you can very clearly see the types of companies that are participating.
Darrell, for those looking at the front page of my of the blog post, which is Repack Recycle Week 2010, there's a picture of a very pretty girl with a snake and a ladder. What's the thinking behind it, and where does that all come from? I don't mean the pretty girl, obviously. I mean the snakes and ladders thing.
The analogy that we were making there is very simply that actually, you know, recycling is one of those things, just like the snakes and ladders game, that we all need to actually, you know, like continually make the step up in terms of actually change to try and get on to the next level. And if we're not doing that, just unfortunately, as you can in something like snakes and ladders, we'll all slip back down, actually, in terms of actually where we are. So very clearly, the analogy was trying to sort of make it into the fact that this is something to which we start at each and every year at a basis, a level of zero, and we've all got to actually continue to make those step changes.
Darrell, I'll probably talk to you on Thursday. I will be talking to you on Thursday. At the Repack Recycle Awards. For those who want to find out more, Darrell, what's the blog address again, or the web address?
The web address actually is recyclemore.ie, and the page in terms of trying to find out all the details about Repack Recycling Week is actually obviously the channel Repack Recycling Week on that page. But we also have some blogs actually up there, which would be very interesting, I think, for some people. We've got the likes of the Minister, John Gormley. We've some of the opposition spokespersons. We've hopefully some people like actually Dave from 98FM, Mark Noble from FM 104. So, you know, log on there and see what these guys are saying actually about recycling and what they're doing to get their recycling rates up.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Dave from 98FM is talking about. Thanks very much, Darrell. As always, folks, you'll find me on blog.donegallandscape.com. I'm also at Donegan Gardens on Twitter, and you'll also get me on email, info@donegallandscape.com. From me, Peter Donegan, and from Darrell Crowe from Repack. Thanks very much, Darrell. Talk to you soon.